summer source, Big Sigma Boom for Save, it hasn't been clear. And Poseidon's not clear.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're switching a bit the topic now. We're back in 2023, so no AI here, at least not in...
Could you wear that for the video stream?
Yeah, sure, thank you. Let's see. Should work. Okay. We are back in 2023 and we are talking about the Digital Services Act, which is new legislation that kicked in at the end of 2023, and we are specifically focusing on a package that me and Luca, which is over there, developed to analyze the transparency database of the Digital Services Act. So a quick overview: the Digital Services Act is a legal framework that basically promotes transparency online for the platforms, and especially for very large platforms. It has many layers of transparency and rights that have been given to the users of online platforms. For example, now we have to there is the obligation to have transparent terms and conditions which are clear to read, that explain and risk assess the algorithm that platform uses, such as the recommender system. Platforms have to explain the content moderation policies they apply to the user content. Then there are additional consumer protection rights. For example, there cannot be targeting advertisement for minors. There is a mechanism now which is mandatory for platforms for users to report illegal or incompatible content online. And then there are new transparency and data access provisions which we are going to focus on. For example, now you have every time you go to an online shop, there is the obligation to share the selling information, which was not mandatory before, quite interestingly. And you can have also the details of the advertisement that is proposed to you by the platform. There are many transparency provisions. I will just quickly show you them. There are some transparency reports, which are biannual reports about the content moderation activities of the platforms. The transparency database, which I'll present later in details. Then, as we said, the terms and conditions that we are tracking in collaboration with the Open Terms Archive. So we are tracking the changes that the platform applies to them, how they treat the user data, how they present content to the user, etc. And then there are advertisement library. So every platform, every large platform, has to present to the user a repository where all the information about all the advertisement that has been run on the platform can be freely seen by everyone at any time. And then there are others which are very technical. I won't go into details. Just know that for researchers, there is a new data access provision, meaning that vetted researchers can get access to closed data or private data from the companies under very strict conditions. But it is an unprecedented measure to scrutinize the activities of the platform. very quickly, what do these provision do? For example, the transparency reports gave for the first time an overview of the content moderation human resources that platforms are allocating to moderate the content online. So we have a breakdown by language. We have the accuracy of their content moderation activities, etc. And so far, we had three rounds of these reports, and one is due next spring. And then we focus on the transparency database. The transparency database collects the anonymized version of all the content moderation decisions that the platform takes against the user content. So the data lifecycle is the user, of course, creates content on the platform. And then you have the platform that either by a proactive decision or by a notice from a user takes down or moderates the content. And then the platform under the DSA is obliged to notify the user on why and the causes and the reasons that caused the content to have been moderated. And then it sends it to the user and an anonymized version to the transparency database. And what it looks like, it's like a very big JSON with all the information about the statement of reasons to content moderation, specifying the category, the automation that was used in the process, the free text outlining, for example, the legal grounds, etc. And then once it's in the database, you currently have three ways to look at this data. There is a website search that we offer, which is a kind of real time, but it's very limited in the scope and only covers the last 6 months of data. And then there is an online dashboard that gives an aggregate view of the data, and but it's very limited in functionalities if you want to go deeper in the analysis. And then there are these daily dumps, which are basically the daily volume of statements received by the database in a CSV dump, which are very big and requires a lot of pre and post processing. So our package basically focuses on this part of the of the pipeline and tries to optimize and streamline this streaming, this kind of analysis. So the content of the database is quite big, and our package cannot do miracles. For example, now we are at about 25 billions of statements in the database, and as you can see, the biggest share of it is by one specific player. So even if you want to analyze them, you still need with the package, you still need a very big machine, let's say. With a lot of throughput if you want to analyze the daily dumps, and even the aggregated view of it by the categorical views, by the categorical variables, it's kind of 2 gigabytes in the end. So if we just remove the bigger player, you see that we have a breakdown of the content, which is more heterogeneous. So that said, that was just to say that this database is quite big if you also account, for example, for the free text data that are in. Coming back to our package, it's a package that can install in different ways. We provide different venues. There is a Python package that you can directly install. We also provide out-of-the-box Docker container image that is exposing different ways to interact with it. I will show it in the last one. One of these is dashboarding capabilities, and we also offer, of course, interactive online documentation. As said, there are three ways to interact with the package. If you, for example, run the container images, there is an API interface which offers a standardized fast API interactive interface to try it out, the different queries that you can perform, which are basically the download, the filtering, and the aggregation of the data that are found in the database. The same functionalities are applied and mirrored by a command line interface, which is easily configured with some configuration file. And then you have an interactive way. Just to say that we will be in the workshop later, so if you want more details or you want a small demo, you can stay and we will be happy to provide one. Coming back to the third way to interact, there is also a dashboarding built on Superset, the Apache dashboarding system framework. And we just show some of the possible solutions breakdown that you might be interested in. For example, I'm sorry, but the default font of Superset is quite small, I have to say, but yeah. You can have, for example, a breakdown very easily of the platform that submits the content. So for example, here you have TikTok, Amazon, Pinterest, Facebook, etc. And the kind of the category of the content that they were moderating. So for example, for most of the platform, this is just a scope of platform service, which is kind of a passepartout for them. And then you have other categories. You can also have breakdowns of in a time series or compare the manual or automated content moderation from different platforms. So you can see like daily patterns and where the people are, where platform are using automated or not content moderation. There are other breakdowns that I can show you later in the workshop. Just to mention that there is a flourishing community about this in the research, in academic research community. And there will be an update of the database late in July 2025, which mainly will introduce a content identifier for illegal products that are moderated. These are our coordinates if you are interested in, and as said, stay around for the workshop and the panel if you want more information about this. Thank you very much. I don't think there is time for questions.
You have to stand in front and take a question or two while Felipe questions.
Okay,
that's fine.
Sure. Ah, yes. I forgot to mention that I'm Enrico from the European Commission. I work at DG Connect in the DSA enforcement team as a data scientist.
Yes, we can do that.